One of the great technological advancements in human history was the invention of stone tools, marking the beginning of what archaeologists call the Stone Age. A team based in Kenya has just published a description of the oldest stone tools ever found, made by human ancestors over 3 million years ago. Here again is Sharmini Bundell, who's been learning their craft.
The art of banging two rocks together, or napping, takes more skill than you'd think. As an expert in early Stone Age tools, Sonia Harmond has had a lot of practice.
So the noise you are hearing is typically the noise of a flaking process. I'm holding the hammer stone in my right hand and I'm striking it against a block of lava so that I can detach quite easily a flake.
These sharp-edged flakes would have been great for cutting meat or plant material. For the first members of the genus Homo, this invention would have helped lead to the success of Homo sapiens today. Or so we thought, until Sonia and her team, based at the West Turkana Archaeological Project in Kenya, found something unexpected.
One morning, on the way to a particular survey zone, we were driving in the dry riverbed and took the left branch instead of the right, and ended up in a new area that looked promising. So we were very excited.
The team stopped to explore, and it wasn't long before someone spotted a stone tool lying on the surface of the ground. Sonia expected something similar to the style of tools that she'd learned to make.
I could immediately see the scars and the features characteristic of napped stones, but they were also different. They were also larger and not typical of the tools that we know from the older one culture.
When Sonia says older one, she's referring to the oldest stone tool culture known to date, first found 2.6 million years ago. But it soon became clear that the new find was 700,000 years older than that. Jason Lewis, Sonia's co-director on the project, was intrigued by this leap back in time.
When we first discovered the tools, we had to start re-examining who the potential makers were and why they might have started making such tools at this new time.
As a paleoanthropologist, what was exciting for Jason was that these tools predate our genus, Homo, traditionally considered to be the first to invent stone napping technology.
So the idea was that our lineage alone took the cognitive leap of hitting stones together to strike off a sharp flake, and that this behavior was the foundation of our eventual evolutionary success. New data over the last decade has led paleoanthropologists to start to question this view.
New data now including these 3.3 million year old tools. But if Homo wasn't around back then, who made them? I asked Fred Spohr, Professor of Evolutionary Anatomy at University College London. Like Jason, Fred is interested in human evolution, and the Lemekwe site where the tools were found is of particular personal interest to him.
The site where the stone tools are found is the site that our team, the team led by Miv Leakey, also worked in the late 90s, and we actually have several fossils from the same site. We created a new species. We came up with a new name, Kenyanthropus platyops. What has completely changed now is that we had never expected that there would be stone tools at all. When you look at these creatures like Australopithecus or Kenyanthropus, we sort of never took tool making into account.
So we believed that it was only members of our own lineage, Homo, that could actually make stone tools.
Yes, it was very much, I think, seen that way, that in fact the genus Homo would be, our lineage would be defined, among other things, by making stone tools. The oldest named member of our lineage, Homo habilis, it was also included in the lineage Homo because stone tools were found in the vicinity. So the two have been linked very much with each other.
And were you surprised to find stone tools this old outside of the genus Homo?
I was surprised and also not surprised. If you know to what sophistication even chimpanzees or capuchin monkeys already manipulate stones to crack nuts or, you know, do various things. If you know that happens in other primates, then you have to be realistic and know that going well into the time period of Australopithecus and Kenyanthropus, that some form of stone tool would have been made.
Whether these tools were made by Kenyanthropus, Australopithecus, or some unknown species, Jason Lewis says the find does tell us something important about our own evolution.
I think this discovery does challenge the idea that toolmaking, brain expansion, all these behaviors and features came in at one time as one package with the origins of the genus Homo. We're going to find evidence that these features were coming into our lineage at different times as responses to different pressures.
In hindsight, it seems obvious that as apes evolved from stone-bashing, chimp-like creatures to Alderaan levels of sophistication, there must have been many stages along the way, and maybe this was just one of them.
The Lomequi tools are sophisticated enough that they are likely not from the first time a hominin tried to nap a stone tools. We are pretty convinced about that. And
I'm fairly certain that there are many, many more tools like Lomequi 3 or even different waiting for us out there.
That was Sonia Harmond and Jason Lewis on the phone from Kenya practicing their stone napping skills. Their description of the new 3.3 million-year-old stone tools is published in Nature this week. We also heard from Fred Spohr in the Nature podcast studio.
That was Sharmini Bandel finding out just how hard banging two rocks together really is.